Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Hey guys, can I ask you a question? How are your balls feeling right now? Are they super clean and dry? Does your partner complain or is not always willing to go downtown? If so, I've got something for you. I've just launched a new product called Down Under Comfort for my brand Emily & Tony. It's really unique. It's a cream to tapioca powder formula that is designed to keep men fresh and clean down under or wherever they need. And girls can use it too, under their breasts, their lower back, anywhere they want to stay fresh. So help keep this podcast free and your balls dry. Use code EMILY to get 20% off your first purchase. Check them out today at emilyandtony.com. Trust me, and you're welcome.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can listen to all of our podcasts, check out our blogs, check out our videos, and really just get your sex education on. You want to get your sex and relationship education groove on? That's where you got to groove on down to today. I'm in a great mood today, P.S.
Oh, good.
I know. Do you love it?
Yeah.
First thing I
think
say,
I know why.
Why? You think I got laid?
No.
Oh, good. Today's show is brought to you by Audible. Please visit the Audible link on my website, sexwithemily.com, to download a free audiobook today. I've been reading 50 Shades of Grey trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. So I just got to say that. What else? Well, why do you think I'm in a good mood?
Well, you've already said it on other shows, so.
What?
You're no longer dating people. This is when Emily's happy because she doesn't like to be committed to anyone.
Well,
I'm just throwing that out there. And I'm not saying that it's not hard going through a breakup, and I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but there's something that's weird about you. It's about you, not anybody else.
I feel rejuvenated when I break up with someone. That's what
you're
saying. That's
and
what
not,
you're saying.
Yeah,
different.
And not that you were in a bad relationship at all, but there's just something. Just your history of, like, when you're not dating somebody anymore, you feel like, a tanker truck has been lifted off your chest.
Exactly.
I don't know, but I don't even know why in the first place you even feel like you have a tanker truck on top of you. That's the part we've been trying to figure out for many years, and you'll never probably be able to explain it.
No, I never explain it. I just feel free. I feel like my wings get clipped in a relationship, mm-hmm. and I'm dying inside.
And that's hurtful,
I feel
though.
Like death.
That feels hurtful that you're so joyful because of this.
That's not true. I'm hurting inside.
It's a little bit.
No. And I'm moving to LA for 3 months. What am I going to do, you know? But he wants to, like, I don't want to get into it now.
Okay,
but he kind of wants to reconcile. We'll see what happens.
Cool.
But I'm moving to LA, and I'm excited for 3 months. And I'm just walking down the street, San Francisco. I've lived here a long time. But I'm excited to check out a new city and a sunny city that's not foggy and gray like San Francisco.
It is foggy and gray
today. It is.
I
woke up this morning. I was like, really? Again? But I was just in L.A. the last few days. I was shooting the Jeff Probst show. Freaking awesome set. I have to tell you, I've been on 4 shows now. It's a new talk show. Jeff Probst, mm-hmm. Probst was the host of Survivor. And they're just the most lovely people. You go in there, like I said, you have your own green room with a refrigerator stocked full of food and drinks. And they're like, can I help you? And their hair and makeup people are awesome. And
I just want to hang out in the green room. I don't want to do anything.
Come down with me anytime.
Just tell me when you're shooting again.
Next week, I think they want me back.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. When?
They're living. They're like me. I don't know yet. They haven't let me know.
Tell me what day. I swear to God, I'll fly down there.
I can bring anyone.
Just to hang out.
Really?
I've never been on a TV set like that before.
Seriously?
I've only worked in news, so I don't
know.
Oh my
God, honey, you are, if I could do anything for you, which I should do a lot.
I would love to do that, just to sit around and watch the audience. I swear I won't make fun of you.
Oh my
or
God.
I promise I'll be quiet. Okay. I'll make that promise to you because I know you don't like me bringing me around in front of other people.
Because he's going to rip on me.
I'm going to rip on you, but I promise you, I know it is your time to shine, so I will not do that.
You're
I will
so
sit
sweet.
Back and just watch you shine.
When you come into LA, I love you. When you come into LA next?
Well, whenever we got to do some shows, I'll be out there. I mean, it's the flights are nothing.
Nothing.
You can get flights for nothing.
Exactly.
So I'm excited. I want to do that.
Okay, you can come. It's really, really fun, and they're so cool. And just cool. Good to make connections with the producers.
Yeah,
and
I don't even need, you know me. I don't want to pursue TV. That's not my thing.
What is your thing?
I want to pursue the dot-com world.
Right.
I want to be the 30-something-year-old that has $3 million in the bank because his dot-com that he was a part of got sold. That's
right.
What I want to be. People – I mean, having fame is fun. Don't get me wrong. It's
right.
Cool.
Right.
But it's very hard to have longevity. And
right.
That's why
– And to make money.
So my focus is I'd rather do the dot-com. And I'm not saying TV is not funny, and I believe that you will have longevity – once you get your doctorate and it's all out
March
of the way,
I believe. March 2013, the Dr. Emily thing will happen. So
yeah,
then you can all know what I'm saying isn't full crap. I'm not full of
yeah,
crap.
And I believe that you'll have longevity after that.
Me too.
Yeah.
I hope so too. So that'll be great. I'm going to be on Dr. Drew. You can come down to that.
I would love that.
Okay.
I love Drew. He's the nicest guy ever.
I know.
Love him.
He's so nice. And so there's a bunch of shows coming up in the next few weeks when I'm down there. So I think that you should come and be my person. So your big birthday party tonight. It's not your birthday yet, though.
It's not my birthday. My birthday is October 28th. But if people are listening right now on Sirius XM 165,
right?
And you still have a couple hours, the party
right.
doesn't start till 9 p.m.
Okay.
And it is at Willow Den in Willow Glen, California, which is right by San Jose. In the 408. You're welcome to come by and just come party.
Oh my
it's
God, that's so fun.
Time.
I wish it was here though.
I know.
Are you going to do another party here?
In the city?
Yeah.
Probably not. Thing is about San Francisco, when you're on the radio in San Francisco, all your listeners aren't in San Francisco.
Yeah, I know.
Your
they're like in San Jose, East Bay.
East Bay, South Bay. They're in the surrounding suburbs.
Why is that though?
Because people in San Francisco are freaking freaks, man. And they just want to be super indie and, I'm very anti-corporate radio and stuff like that. You know what? That's cool if that's your thing. But don't be like that just because you feel like you have to fit in.
I listen to you every morning when I'm driving to the gym and I listen to you do your car commercial. I mean, your auto insurance.
Yeah.
I love it.
AIS, call them up.
AIS. I'm like, give him a pitch. I'm like, yay, Mattis.
Yeah. 855-AIS-KITS. Tell them
See?
I sent you.
There you go. So I was listening to that. I love listening to you in the morning, you and Megan. You guys are so cute.
Live Thank
1
you.
To 5. If you're ever in San Francisco, 6 to 10, listen to Menace.
Yeah. I was getting ready for the show this morning. Megan calls me. Got in a car accident.
Why? What happened?
I don't know. She crashed her car. So, but she's still down to party tonight, of course.
She is?
Yeah,
is she okay?
Yeah, she's cool. She
How
went
was her
to the doctor's
party?
And got checked out. Oh, her birthday party was awesome.
I saw your Instagram pictures. Were you guys raging all day?
Oh, all day. All day.
What'd you do? Crazy stuff?
We went to, I don't know, something from the Muppets, like some bar place. It doesn't have any Muppets at it, but it's called like Dr. Tooth or something like that. And I don't know what the F, but it's named after some Muppet thing.
Okay.
But they specialize in tater tot, like
okay,
different
like
menus.
A variety.
Something that you would hate because right. you like fancy places.
No.
But I loved it.
Okay.
They had a thing called tachos. So it's nacho
tater tots.
Tater tots, so good. I love it.
I don't even get it. So you put cheese on the tater tots?
Huh?
You put the cheese on the tater
yeah,
tots?
Yeah, everything that's supposed to be on nachos was on the tater tots.
That's hilarious.
It was delicious.
I think that's funny and kitschy.
Yeah, and then we went to Dolores Park. Beautiful day.
I
and
saw
then
that.
We we busted open a pinata and drank beer. And do you know what's so weird?
What?
So I bought a bunch of beer. I bought like 50 cans of beer, like way more than we were supposed to have. And, you know, there's thousands of people in Dolores Park.
Right. It's a big park in San Francisco where like everyone hangs out on the weekends when it's sunny. Yeah.
And we decided, okay, we're going to leave. I forgot where we're going next. Oh, we went back to the bar.
Right, of course.
But I had all this extra beer and I can't bring the beer into the bar. So I started yelling out, hey, free beer, free beer. And everyone just looked at me like I was a crazy person.
Well, they probably thought you were homeless or poisoning it or something.
No. And then so one person said, oh, yeah, I'll take some. And then once they took it, everybody starts running up and taking the beer.
Of course, free beer. That's I want it now.
That's what's crazy about
crowd mentality.
Well, yeah, San Francisco and the Bay Area where we live in versus like the East Coast and even the middle of the country. That's what I love visiting Chicago because people are so outgoing.
Right.
You know, here, that's why I believe that women say it sucks to date here.
Right.
Because the guys, not that they're not nice, they're just freaking pussies, man. You know? They don't ask people out.
They don't ask people out in San Francisco. That's what everyone says. Every town has its stigma. They say in San Francisco, the guys don't ask you out, which I agree. When I'm in LA, I get asked out like every five steps. Like I was staying at the Roosevelt Hotel last week in LA this week, which is so nice. It's right in Hollywood. And I was walking down the street. And granted, it's a lot of tourists and whatever, but they're probably like, hey, what's your number? What's going on? Like I didn't give them my number, but people here – that never happens. Like no one ever approaches you. But then I learned in sex school last week that they were measuring the water. What is it? They were filtering. Every town, city filters their own water. And they were figuring out what is still in the water of San Francisco and in L.A. and in other cities. And in L.A., what they found traces of a lot of antidepressants in the water. I guess people take a lot of antidepressants in L.A., in San Francisco, they found a lot of estrogen in the water.
Really?
So I feel like a lot of men here do become a little soft maybe because of that. That's a real study. And I always say that the men in San Francisco are gay unless proven straight, which is a joke because I don't feel that everyone here is gay. But you know what I'm saying? I was like, so maybe it's the estrogen in the water. You all become a little soft. And then you don't ask the women out and then the women get pissed and move to New York because guys ask you out there. So if you're in San Francisco, just friggin' ask someone out. And if you're anywhere in the world listening right now, if you see someone that is attractive, I'm telling you – you don't have to say, hey, let's go out, but just say hi. Smile and say hello. That is the best icebreaker. I'm not going to give you a fancy pickup line. I'm not going to tell you that you got to, you know, compliment her shoes, although sometimes that's nice when a guy compliments my shoes. I appreciate it. Just say hi. Hey, what's up? How you doing today? Because, you know, then you're going through life saying you're going to email me and say, I can't meet someone. What's my problem? And it's because you're not saying hello and you're not talking to anyone. Don't you think?
Totally.
Just say hi.
Yeah. It's not going to hurt you.
No.
And can I – you bring up a good point. The point where you say you're gay until proven straight. I had something happen to me last night.
Uh-oh.
So I was with two lovely women and we were at the Forever 21. And there were some panties that had Mickey Mouse on it. And I thought it was hilarious. So I took a picture of it and I posted it on my Instagram. I'm Menace on Instagram, by the way. Menace. And I post that on there, and then some guy gets on there and starts commenting like, oh, you dude, what the hell's wrong with you? You're freaking sick, man. Why are you posting women's shoes on Instagram? Do you cross-dress? Do you work at Asia SF? Now, Asia SF in San Francisco is a tranny bar.
Right.
And all this stuff. And just going off on me about –
who was? Did you block him?
Yeah, I blocked him. I don't care. Right. But – the thing is, like, as a man, I can't post things like this. Like, I appreciate women's fashion. I like – even though I'm not very fashionable, I wear a hoodie and a t-shirt every single day.
Every single day.
But I love women that are fashionable. They don't have to have fancy clothes just as long as they have a style.
Right. Like, have your thing.
Yeah.
Right.
I appreciate that. And I like to – like take pictures of stuff like that, and I think
Mickey Mouse underwear. First of all, it wasn't shoes. This guy sounds strange.
But I did post some shoes, like Yves Saint Laurent shoes.
Those with the spikes.
Yeah,
those are amazing.
With mirror stuff on
those
that.
Mirrors.
Because chicks like that stuff, and do you know what? I'm into chicks.
I know.
And if I'm posting stuff like that online, and chicks are into it, do you know what?
What?
That's cool with me.
That is cool. You know? I love that you're into that stuff. You wouldn't think you wouldn't take you for a fashion
but
icon.
Men are like. questioning my sexuality because I post stuff like that online.
Just
and they
one
think that
crazy
I'm,
dude.
That I they think that I'm like cross dressing and stuff like that.
I
and
love menace like, that you are fully menace. Whoever, whatever that means, you do whatever you do. You march to the beat of your own drummer, and I love it.
Thank you.
Keep posting pictures of lingerie
but,
and whatever.
Yeah,
you
I'm not
want.
Gonna. I'm not gonna change that. But it's so funny that look, if you're a man and you can appreciate stuff like that, I mean, don't feel afraid to like. Tell people
right,
about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
You know?
I can't believe you got railed on Instagram by yeah. some loser. But there are crazy people on Instagram that say things and do things, and you just get blocked. I didn't realize you can block people on Instagram. I'm Sex with Emily on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah.
And Facebook, and same with Menace.
M-E-N-A-C. Fellas, if you know stuff about that, women are going to love you to death.
No, if they know about clothes, no, I don't yeah. know. I don't care if a my guy knows. But I just want to know, like, do I look yeah. clean in the shirts? My ass look fat in these jeans?
Yeah,
like,
but can't you have a lengthier conversation if he even knows, like, the brands and all that kind of
I've
stuff?
I've never dated a guy who's really knows the brands and knows the things.
Really?
Not really, no.
Well, see, the thing came because, you know, my parents got divorced when I was six. And then so all I did was go shopping with my mother almost right. my entire life. So I know all the brands. I'm sorry. I right. can avoid it. I know what's what.
That's
you know?
Cute. Little menace in the shop and yeah. sitting in the dressing room while your mom yeah. got dressed. Aww.
Prada has these shoes, by the way, for guys that are like these loafers that have air. They're like Air
oh,
Jordan
cool.
type loafers.
Really?
Air bubbles. It's really weird.
That's amazing. You should buy them.
Yeah.
You don't
I don't
want
know.
Them?
They're like ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah, but you're rich now. So what the hell, you know?
Oh, almost there.
Almost there.
I'm trying
I
to
know.
Get rich.
Me too, man. Me too. So today's show, we're going to be talking about first base kissing and some other things. But we also are going to be reading your emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com. And speaking of first bases, you know, people are going crazy about like baseball, the Giants, the Tigers, my home team.
Yeah.
The home team baseball team from Detroit. They're like in the World Series or something. And something about the Giants are almost in the World Series. That's all I know. Or they could be. You don't know about sports either. We are
so
lame.
No, they're playing
lame.
Again tonight.
Tonight. Okay. And then they'll yeah. decide. But I don't know what to do if the Giants play my Tigers. Like, who would I yeah. root for? I love my Tigers. So anyway, first base is kissing. And that's what we are going to be talking about. But I also –
The Giants really, are not playing the Tigers. They're playing St.
No,
Louis.
No, no, no. But the Tigers we already know
oh,
are in
yeah,
the World
yeah.
Series. And now we're deciding
we
who's
do?
Going to be playing. I think so, right? Is that right?
No.
Do you know this? No, my friend told me yesterday the Tigers were in the World Series for sure. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay.
Maybe we're just high.
I'm
right
sorry.
Now.
People are going to change the channel now because they're going to be like, what the hell?
These guys don't know anything about sports.
No, but my friend from Michigan was like, oh, yeah, the Tigers in the World Series and they might be against the Giants. So why would she say that if that's not true?
Okay.
Whatevs. I don't really care about sports, but I just thought I'd make that analogy since we're talking about first base. But here's another interesting thing that happened to me today. I got interviewed by the Chicago Tribune, and the story's going to run. I got to write this down, November 6th. And she wanted – you're going to love this. I got a blind email from her, and she just said, hi, I'm a reporter from the Tribune. I'd like to interview you about relationship history and what you should tell your partner. Should you talk about your past? And you know that you and I are mm-hmm. obsessed with that. And so I was like, hell yes, let's talk. So we talked for an hour today about it. And it was really interesting because it wasn't just about – because, okay, let me break this down. When you're in a relationship, you should never, ever reveal the number of partners that you've slept with in the past. I know that your partner's going to ask. I know that you might want to tell him because you want to just be nice and answer, but you can never win. It's either too low, it's too high, you're too slutty, you don't have enough experience. This goes for men and for women. I do not think that the only thing that you should reveal about your sexual past is if you have any STDs. And your sexual health. That is it. Game over. But the interesting question that the journalist asked me was, why do people want to know? Because it's sort of masochistic. Because you know you can't win and it's always going to end up in an argument. You know what
yeah.
I mean? It's sort of like if it's too many, then you start thinking, oh, my God. Like if I'm a woman and I ask you and we're sleeping together, you're like, I've slept with 100 women. I'm like, wow. Wow. Were they better than me? I've only slept with 3 men and that's weird. And so it just never leads you down any good path. And I would say just don't ever have that. But then the other thing we talked about was relationship history. Like, should you even talk about why you broke up with someone? Should you talk about your past relationships? Like, my ex was crazy or all that stuff.
No, I
and
never
I said,
talked
no.
about it.
I said, do not talk about your past. Now, the only reason you should talk about your past relationship is if you talk about it in the context of your present relationship. So, for example, if we're dating Menace and you're like, so why did you break up with that last dude? And I would say, you know, I – he wanted to live in the city and he wanted to live in the country and I wanted to live in the city. And I just felt like, you know, I have to be with someone where we have the same values moving forward or, you know, and I'm glad that you want to live in the city. Like you take it back to the positive, you take it back to the present and how it relates to your current relationship. Or I could say, I want to date someone more ambitious. He didn't have a job, but I love that you have a job to my current partner. So if this does come up, it's okay to discuss like why you broke up with someone. I think that's okay. But again, try to make it relevant to your current partner and show that you've learned a lesson from the past. And let's say you cheated on someone. Maybe she knows that or he knows that and you were a cheater in your past. You could say something to the effect of, yes, I cheated. I realized that I wasn't happy in the relationship, but I've learned a lot from that and I'm not going to cheat again and I love you. And so some things you might have to reveal, but again, always just bring it back to the present. Don't reveal more than you have to. And then the final thing is that no matter what, none of this stuff should come up on the first three dates. Like, I don't think you should ever talk about your ex or your past relationships because those dates should be about learning about your partner and should be learning about each other and what you like and what gets you excited and what you're all about, not about your ex. So the more that you talk about like my ex this, my ex that, and even if you say I love my ex, we're best friends, or I hate my ex, she's crazy, they're both bad because either it so shows that you're still attached in some way. So just don't talk about your ex. That's my story. We talked about it for an hour today, so I'm all pumped up. It was like an hour. Usually these interviews are like 20 minutes, but this was like an hour about that.
Yeah. And so, I don't get it why people never learn their lesson when it comes to that.
I do not know. Hopefully it's going to be a big story in the Tribune, Chicago Tribune, and everyone's going to learn from me. They're going to learn a goddamn lesson finally.
I'll tell my friends in Chicago to pick it up.
Okay, perfect. And it's also going to be online. So another thing I got to talk about is we did this really fun video. Have you seen our claymation? Our kinky it's kinky softcore claymation. We did it, and it features mask. Mask is these strips that you use for a lot of women perform oral sex on men. They don't love the taste of semen. They just don't. Nothing wrong with that. And they come in four flavors: watermelon, mango, strawberry, and chocolate. And you put it in your mouth. It's like one of those like breath strips, and it lasts like 20 minutes. So anyway, we did a funny thing with claymation. Like, I was out, and my assistant and my video intern, they like made a claymation. They like did all these you can check it on my website, but it was like all these claymations in different sexual positions. And then it was for mask sexual flavors, and you got to go to yourmask.com and check it out. But everything you can find on my website, sexwithemily.com. So that was really
looking
fun.
For it.
It's really cute. Like, I'm so impressed with the work that my peoples do.
It's on sexwithemily.com?
Mm-hmm. It should be there by now. But if it's not, I want to kill myself. But it should be. It should be. It should be on the video page. But if it's not, it's on YouTube.
News under video podcast.
Yes. Okay, let's get into a little bit of sex.
Oh, okay. It's under video. Go to sexwithemily.com, click video, and then Emily everywhere. And it's there.
Fun. It's like claymation's characters doing like 100 different sexual positions, which I think are awesome. Okay, so we've got some sex in the news today. Hulk Hogan just announced he's suing for more than $100 million for his leaked sex tape.
Good.
We talked about the Hulk Hogan sex tape last week. Bubba the Love Sponge. Yes, exactly. Hulk's attorney says the wrestler is seeking $100 million in damages from Gawker.com stemming from the leaked footage. It's unclear what he's seeking from Bubba and Bubba's ex. So in the suit, Hogan claims he has a reasonable expectation of privacy in his consensual intimate activities in a bedroom and reasonably believed that his privacy was safe and protected.
Yeah, man.
Every freaking day there's a set – like, okay – can we just break down this whole – maybe I should do my dissertation on this. Like, what is it with people wanting – releasing these sex tapes and wanting to even be filmed having sex? I mean, I get it. You do it. You make sex tapes. But you keep them. Thank God. None of yours is leaked yet until I break into your apartment. But is it really that fun? Is it really that great and that great, that titillating to watch it? I've never made a sex tape.
Yeah, I guess they are, but this is a different situation.
No, but they're all trying to capitalize on it. Like, it's like,
no,
it's like the gold rush of sex tapes.
See, do you know what's, I believe this sex tape is totally different because all the other sex tapes that have been kind of released recently are two people that know what's going on. This was a total hidden camera thing.
Right.
And
that was bad.
What is the benefit of that? I don't understand this. Bubba the Love Sponge, Hulk Hogan is supposed to be one of your best friends. And, I mean, what are you doing? Are you trying
you're trying to make money off it? Yeah. Like, what is the benefit of that? You're going to ruin a friendship. Even if you had a falling out with a guy, you still had a relationship with them.
Right.
You should – it's just disgusting that you would do something to somebody like that. Exactly. You know?
I think I'm so glad.
That guy's always been a dirtball.
Is he? Yeah. I don't even know. He was on Howard Stern for years, right? Is he still on Howard Stern?
Yeah, well, I don't even know.
Right.
I mean, I know Howard Stern felt bad because the guy got fired from some radio station, I believe.
Right.
And so Howard Stern got him a gig at Sirius. So, but I don't know if he's still, you know, cool with that guy or whatever. But, I think it's terrible. And I feel bad for Hulk Hogan, even though it's kind of weird that he was sleeping with his buddy's wife while his buddy just like closes the door and says, have fun, you know, whatever. Whatever
That's
floats
what
your
everyone
boat.
Does. I mean, not everyone, but you hear these stories all the time.
If you want to sleep with that chick and your buddy's cool with it, then whatever. What can I say?
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's weird. Okay, so the next one's Arnold Schwarzenegger's baby mommy spotted reading Arnold's book. This is from TMZ. So you know how Arnold Schwarzenegger's baby mama, Mildred Bianna, who he had the baby with, who's housekeeper – so apparently she shamelessly bought the book out to a cafe in Bakersfield, California, in full view of a photographer who just happened to be there. She may have finally learned the steamiest parts of her affair were chopped from the final version of the book.
What? That's the only reason people want the book?
I know. When Arnold brings up Mildred in the book, in Recall, the name of the book, he goes from she worked in the house right into when she gave birth to the child, completely blowing off the dirty details of the courtship. And all he said about this – so if you don't know Arnold Schwarzenegger, the actor, the governor of California, he's our governor. Don't you still just – aren't you just still amazed at that even though it's been years? I'm like, really? He's our governor? So he had sex 15 years ago, right? Or I think the kid just turned 15 with his housekeeper and had a baby. And no one knew until recently that she revealed that the father was Arnold. So all he said in the book was Mildred had been working in her household for 5 years. And all of a sudden, we were alone in the guest house. When Mildred gave birth the following August, she named the baby Joseph. That's all he said. Like, nothing about the affair, how many times.
Wow.
We were in the guest house once. Yep. Pretty big gap, but Mildred can fill in the rest for herself. So.
Wait until she comes out with the book.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, she probably will. I mean, she's a housekeeper. Okay. She's his housekeeper still. Do you know he still keeps her employed, I think?
He does? No, he must give her money, though, because that's his child.
It's his child. But he all these years, and now he's saying he wrote the book because he wants Maria Shriver back.
Really?
I don't think she should go back to him.
Nah.
No, he's pretty set in his ways. And there's all those stories of Arnold Schwarzenegger groping women on the sets and doing all that stuff.
Yeah, I heard a lot about that, too.
Have
Who
you?
Knows if it's true? I just heard it.
Okay. Okay, final story here for Sex and News. A study finds young women are riskier about sex when they're on the pill. So young women using hormonal contraceptives, pills, patches, and shots and rings, they often stop using condoms. So when they start using it, they start using condoms. And when they start – plus when women stop taking hormonal contraceptives later, they tend to not resume using condoms, putting themselves at risk for pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases. This was a study at Stanford. And so all I'm saying is people, even if you're on the pill – you're dating a woman, you should still use condoms because you can still get a sexually transmitted disease. That is very serious. And if these women are like, oh, I'm on the pill, it's cool, I can't get pregnant. Yeah, but you can still get herpes and they don't go away. That's all I'm saying.
You can't burn them off.
You can't burn them off. It's so funny. I was talking to my mom yesterday. I was like, she's like, well, it's not like you have herpes or something. I was like, Mom, I don't even remember what we were talking about. But it was funny. You know my mom. Hilarious.
Great.
Okay. Cray. Okay, we are going to read your emails. I love hearing from everybody. Thank you for emailing me at feedback@sexwithemily.com. And the first thing I have to – what are you laughing at me?
Yeah.
First thing I have to say is before we get into emails, I want to thank our sponsor, Audible. If you're not familiar with Audible, it is the internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. They have over 40,000 titles to choose from. Go to Audible link on my website. And you can get a free audio download when you sign up for the service. And if you're wondering which book to get with that free audio download, well, I'm really into 50 Shades of Grey if you're a woman. Even if you're a man, this book has taken over the world. I listen to it. I'm loving listening to books right now because I don't have freaking time to read. And there's all these books that I have to So like I go to the gym, I have the Audible app on my phone, and I just download a bunch of books and listen to them while
Audible's
I'm working out.
Audible's awesome.
And it just goes away. Like, and then just time goes by and I've read a book. I mean, sort of. I mean, you read it. It's like, yeah. Listen, read, same thing. So there's tons. They will make recommendations. Every book that you want to read is on Audible. So go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Audible link and get a free book because you should all read more anyway.
Yeah, Audible is like really cool. I think they did something with Ricky Gervais, like where they had him do a couple podcasts on there, and it was big.
Really?
Yeah, if I can remember correctly.
Oh, that's cool. I love Ricky Gervais. He's funny. How's his podcast doing? He still does his podcast?
I don't know. I think he's too big now to podcast. He might do some stuff once in a while, though.
How could you be too big to podcast? We love podcasting. I'll never be too big to podcast.
Good.
Okay, I said that here. Okay, these are the emails. Dear Emily, my question for you is this. I have an open marriage and my husband allows me to sleep with other men. I now have my eye on a seemingly unattainable, drop-dead, gorgeous, wonderfully fit guy from my CrossFit classes. I can't help but fantasize about tracing the contours of his abs with my tongue when he takes off his shirt during our workouts. Here is the problem. He is rather religious, and he knows I'm married. I'm also terrible at flirting, and although I think there was a mutual attraction because he showed interest before he realized I was married, I have given him no indication that it would be okay to flirt or hit on me, a married woman. I would love to somehow hint to him that I'm interested, but I don't know what to say or do. Furthermore, CrossFit is my life, and I'm afraid of being turned down by him, which would be embarrassing and make workouts with him unbearable. Please help. I'd love to know your thoughts on this. How do I subtly tell this man that, yes, I'm married, but I'm also interested? Okay. So this is what I'm thinking. It's difficult for a lot of people, many people, most people, to morally understand and accept open marriages, especially if their religious beliefs don't support these types of alternative relationships. So I would try to work out your sexual frustration during your CrossFit workout. You don't have to completely shut him out, but you shouldn't have high expectations for it happening. Now, if you can't let that go because his abs are just seem too delicious, there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, let's grab coffee after CrossFit class, which I hear are amazing, CrossFit classes. And, you know, go to the local coffee shop and you can just say, hey, you know what? I find you really attractive and my husband and I have a special arrangement. And I'd be open to going out with you one night. What do you think? I'm sorry, but the people who are the most religious many times are the people who are most down for fun.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
I believe that religious people
is the front. So I don't think that you should totally, I mean, I can understand. You could tell them that, you know, you could just let it go. And I also understand it's just like sleeping with someone you work with. Like, what if it doesn't work out? Then I got to go to work every day. And my friend Amy from Misadvised, she will not date anyone from the gym, although she did on the show. But she says, because I love my gym. She's obsessed with her gym. And she's like, what if I go to the gym and blah, blah, blah. But you know what? You work it out. So I think that you could subtly have coffee and very casually throw out there, would you like to have dinner one night? I know I'm married, but my husband and I have a special arrangement. See where the conversation goes. If he goes, oh, no, no, I could never do that. Everybody would be like, yeah, what are you doing, you know, tomorrow night? So I think if you can't get your mind off his abs and you have to do it, there's nothing wrong with making it. Just because he's religious, I wouldn't judge him and say he's religious, therefore he wouldn't be down with being with a woman in an open marriage. Don't make a judgment. These religious people will surprise you every time. Okay. Dear Emily, I'm a Twitter follower of yours. I love following you. I haven't had the opportunity to listen to your podcast yet. I just started following you. And by the way, you can follow me at Sex with Emily on Twitter. So if you've covered this, I apologize. My wife and I have been together 17 years since we were in high school. For the last 6 years or so, we've been in the swinging lifestyle. We really enjoy it. And while we do have our ups and downs, it's made our relationship stronger. We don't do it all the time, but when the opportunity arises, we jump on it or them. So as a relationship expert, what are your thoughts on swinging? I know it's a fine line between sex and love, but isn't life about exploration? Not just with one partner, but with the people you find attractive, if your partner is okay with it. Love, Kyle. Okay, Kyle. My feeling about swinging lifestyle is good. Sounds like it's working for you. I say go for it. I have no problems with the swinging lifestyle as long as you guys communicate. You have to have rules before you get into the swinging lifestyle, like what is acceptable, what's not acceptable. There's a lot of people who, you know, won't allow sleepovers, won't allow kissing, won't allow, you know, more than, you know, they only want to do it once a month. They only, you know, they want to approve of the partner, whatever it is. But I think, it, you know, you're telling me, Kyle, and this is more data for me, that it's made your relationship stronger. And I think in many, many cases, it does make your relationship stronger. And in many, many cases, it does pull your relationship apart. You're swinging, your partner falls in love with the person they're swinging with, and then it, you know, ends your relationship. Or jealousy rears its ugly head and your partner can't get over the fact that you're dating someone hotter who they perceive to be hotter than they are, or whatever it is. But as long as you continue to talk to your partner about it and communicate, and you have rules, or you have what parameters, boundaries, it sounds like it's working for you. I do believe that life is all about exploration, and I don't believe that we are all meant to be monogamous. Some people are, some people aren't, but I think at your core, you guys knew, Kyle, you've been together 17 years, that it sounds like you made a good decision and it's working for you. So just keep doing what you're doing until it doesn't work anymore. Menace, what do you think about swinging? You don't have an issue, do you?
If that's what you're into and you're cool with it, I'm cool with it.
I'm down. We don't judge. I'm not a judgmental person.
You're definitely down with the swinging lifestyle. You support it. I'm not saying that I'm like, oh, it's awesome, everyone should try it. No, I'm just saying if that's your thing and you think you can get through it, then go.
Yeah,
for it.
I'm glad that it's working for you. I want you to call into my show sometime, Kyle, because I think that's cool.
It was so funny. It wasn't swinging, but it was like an open relationship. I was watching these two kids are really good at documentary filmmaking, and they made a documentary about them making an independent movie, which I became obsessed with. It was in like 2006. It was called Four-Eyed Monsters. If you want to see videos, just type in Four-Eyed Monsters on YouTube, and they would just make these incredible videos. But after the movie was released, they're like, okay, well, what's their next videos about? And then they released a video about how they're going to try an open relationship.
Okay.
And then the girl in the relationship just starts going out, and she just starts, you know, just dating a bunch of people. And the guy is just like always at home, you know, like feeling bad, wondering where she's at. And they put phone calls that he – like messages
like
that he
messages.
Left.
Okay.
Left like, hey, just wondering where you're at and all that stuff. And then he said one day I met a girl, and then I started hanging out with this girl, and then his girlfriend started freaking out and started calling him like crazy, like,
right,
where are you at?
Jealousy.
And she started freaking out once he started dating somebody, and then they ended up just like calling it off and just getting back together.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
just, yeah, it's I
hard.
Guess when
the
if you're on the one side,
hard.
You're on one side and everything's cool with you. And you think that you have this person back home and they're not going to go do anything,
right.
Then you're going to enjoy, you know,
right.
You're going to think you can have your cake and eat it too. But then once the other person starts dating, yeah, you get
that's
jealous, you know?
Want.
Some people are, I don't know, some people are like totally cool with it. I don't know how they do it.
I know.
I don't know how they do it at all. You do.
I feel like I could do it. I mean, I haven't been in a committed relationship that's gone on long enough that we've actually got to the point of talking about swinging, but in a long time, but whatever, I'm down. I think it works for some people. I know there's a huge swinging community here in San Francisco. Everywhere, every town's got
yeah.
their swingers. So, okay. Hey, Emily Menace, love the podcast, and I'm so excited to watch from the sidelines as you two get more and more successful with everything that you do. You both deserve all the great things coming your way. But I wrote in because I have a time-sensitive issue.
Uh-oh.
Halloween is coming up, and I was invited to a party with my best friend. The only problem is that her ex-boyfriend, who crushed her heart, will be there as well. She's all for the I want to make him see what he's missing plot,
oh,
because
no.
she still loves him deeply, despite the fact that he's a gigantic asshole. I know, however, that anytime you set out to make your ex want you back again, you're asking for a chance to crash and burn. And am I wrong thinking this? Well, I want her to feel sexy and empowered. I know seeing him again will have the opposite effect on her. How can I support her at this party since convincing her not to go isn't an option? What's the best way to protect her ego from this guy again? Thanks so much, guys. Kelsey. Okay, Kelsey. Here's the deal. You can't protect your friend. What?
No, I can't wait to answer this.
Okay, you can't protect your friend from anything. And I mean, there's a lot of women And I don't know. I've never been that girl who's like, well, I guess I have. I've known a guy, my ex is going to be at a party, but not because I want him back. I just want him to see how hot I look.
Yeah.
So I just think you have to help her watch her alcohol intake that night, if you can.
Why do you even have to – see, my thing is, why do you even have to do that?
Yeah, why is she in charge of her friend?
Yeah, look, Emily, you're a woman. You understand this. You're going to tell your friend – a bunch of things that she shouldn't do. She's going to go ahead and do them anyways. And you know what? You're just going to be there babying her the entire night. You know what? If your friend is, sorry, dumb enough to just go to a party and know that she's going to act a fool around her ex, then why are you even around that? You should be going to your own party right. And enjoying your own life.
Exactly.
You know, it's cool. I know. I understand. It's your friend. You want to look out for them. Believe me, I always want to look out for my friends too. But sometimes I just got to, you know, take the scissors and cut the leash, you know? And
right, right. Doesn't sound like you're going to have a good time, Kelsey. I'd say pick another Halloween party and send her on her own way. It sounds like, you're a really good friend and that you're writing and it's time sensitive. And I agree that it's time sensitive. Halloween is coming up and it is very exciting. But I just think that women are going to do this. She might, you know, get drunk, make a mistake of it. I think, yeah, just mm-hmm. – and you know what this also reminds me of? She says, how do I protect her from making the mistake again? And this reminds me of the asshole theory. Remember someone who wrote in last week and they said, someone who asks for advice but never takes it is an asshole?
Yeah.
I love that. A lot of women and men ask for advice over and over again and they do not take it about their own relationship mm-hmm. until they're ready. And it's not that you're not planting the seed by telling her that this guy's an asshole and that she shouldn't care and she shouldn't get back together with him. She's probably hearing you, but it might take a long time. And she might make a fool of herself on Halloween. And I honestly think, Kelsey, you should go on your own merry way and have a great time that night and not worry about your friend.
Yeah.
Like Mena said, I think you're right. I mean, you can worry about her and you can try to talk to her, but it doesn't sound like she's going to listen in this case.
Go find your own dude. Have fun.
Exactly. She wants his ex back. Yeah. Anytime you're – and this is another thing. Yeah. Anytime you're setting out to make your ex – you want to get your ex back, that often doesn't work. They're not going to be like,
oh. 95% of the time.
95% of the time that you're like, he's going to see me and he's going to go, girlfriend, oh my God. Doesn't happen. Because they're over you. It's not about your looks. It's not because your ass looks great in those jeans that he's going to get back together with you. So that's how I feel about that. Okay. Hello, Emily Menace. I wrote you the other day. Sex Come Back, I guess was the name of the email. And listening to your show got me talking to my wife. We agreed to have more sex and just to try things to get closer and refine our complicity. We are planning to order your book, Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. That's my book. You can all buy it on Amazon. And the Better Sex video series from Sinclair Institute. I also want to surprise her. And Sinclair Institute, let me just say this before I go on with the email. Sinclair Institute makes these amazing better sex education DVDs. It's not porn. It's real people having sex that you can watch. It's still titillating. You watch with your partner. You pick what you want to watch. It could be, you know, how to perform better oral sex. It could be their sex exploration series. And it really helps you. Like, it's a really a good educational guide to better sex. So use coupon code EMILY50 for 50% off any item. SinclairInstitute.com or just go to my website and click on the banner. Anyway, he's going to get the Sinclair videos. I also want to surprise her with one or two vibrators for Christmas. One for her clitoris, one for her G-spot, or one for both. Listening to your show, I'm realizing that we think a lot that we have good communication in a relationship. But if it's difficult to talk about something as basic as sex and relationships, we are not merely touching the surface of true, free communication. And you are not only living with an idealization of the person you love. People change, evolve, get older. Not communicating digs a gap because life goes on and at one point you don't really know the person you're with because you are stuck with an image that is no longer true. In that respect, thank you for your show. I realize that I've changed and that she has changed, but we still strongly love each other, and this is something we can definitely build on. Merci beaucoup, Alexandre. Okay.
Oh.
Oh. That's sweet. He wants to buy a vibrator, my favorite topic ever. Okay. So, my recommendation for a first-time vibrator, okay, you want to get her a clitoral vibrator. First, I would recommend the Form 2 or the Form 3 from Jimmy Jane. Go to my website. Check out jimmyjane.com or click on it on my website. And these are great gifts because they're beautiful vibrators. They're award-winning. And they fit in the palm of your hand or the palm of her hand while you're having sex. So a lot of women during intercourse, as you know, need extra clitoral stimulation. And the Form 2 and the Form 3, but I like the Form 2 the best, is super powerful. It fits in the palm of your hand. It's really cute. It charges in the charger. Like, I love it. You can leave it on your nightstand. It's pretty. And it's powerful. And it's cool, really cool starter vibrator, I think. So I would also check out my products page on my website for more suggestions. But as far as an internal vibrator, I would say if you would like something really fun for the both of you, the WeVibe is, they say, the most popular couples vibrator right now. And it's shaped like a C. So it goes inside of her and it hits her G-spot and her clitoris at the same time. And she can wear it during intercourse. And you can feel the vibration as well. So a lot of couples are just going crazy for this. Because, you know, I'm telling you, you heard it here. A lot of men like vibration on their penis.
What?
No, they do. They do. It feels good. So check out the WeVibe. Check out the Form 2. You can find these all on my products page. And I also have other suggestions. It's at sexwithemily.com. So that's all the emails we got time for. But we're going to move into our topic right now.
Well, let me ask you real quick.
Good. Let's talk.
What are you doing this weekend?
Okay. This weekend, thanks for asking.
What you got going on?
I'm packing. I am going through my I have to pack up my office. This isn't that exciting.
What?
I have to pack up my office. I have to pack up my house. I have to figure out what is going to LA, what I'm getting rid of, mm-hmm. what I'm keeping.
Are you driving a U-Haul yourself down there?
I think I'm just going to pack up my mini.
What?
And then ship some stuff. How do you do the U-Haul thing? How does that work?
You go to U-Haul and you rent a truck.
No, no, no. I mean the attachment, because I want my car. So can you just buy those little attachments where you can throw stuff in it?
So you want to pull –
Is that stupid for me? I can barely drive my car. Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good for you.
So I think I'm just going to ship a bunch of stuff. And I'm going to drive down with clothes. And I'm staying at the most – I have this – the nicest loft in Venice that you're going
nice.
To stay with. I know. So I'm going to do that. I've got a birthday. I've got an engagement party on Sunday, which I'm sort of, whatever. I don't love the couple, but I hope they don't listen.
Wow.
No, it's fine. And then tonight, I don't know. I've been trying to do Sober October. A few friends of mine, so I haven't really been drinking at all or doing anything this month.
Boring.
But I've gotten a lot done. I'm super efficient and I'm getting just so much done work wise, packing. It's a lot of work.
So when's the official day that you're in Los Angeles?
November 1st.
What?
There, done, gone. I'll be here for Halloween though.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
Well, this is what I don't know. I don't know. I want to do I want to go out with a bang. My final Halloween in San Francisco after all these years. I mean, not that I'm not coming back. I'm just going for 3 months to LA. But what do you think I should be? You liked my Queen Midas thing.
Then do you know what? You should do a different version. You should be Poison Ivy. That'd be so cool if you were all green.
All green?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. I could do like green metallic too.
Yeah.
The Castro has so – I was walking around the Castro last weekend. Mm-hmm. We have tons of fans in the Castro, P.S. Misadvised, our television show on Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
So many fans in the Castro. Like I spent the whole – because my gym's in the Castro district in San Francisco. It's predominantly the gay district in San Francisco. And I was like, oh, I'll get a mani-pedi. I'll walk around.
Uh-huh.
So many guys were like, oh, my God, I love your show. Like you and Menace. Do you guys really work there in that building? And do you really da-da-da? And they were just like crazy about the show. But the point is the Castro is just amazing Halloween costumes. As you can imagine because people go all out and they have like – I love Cliff's Variety. Have you been there on Castro Street?
Cliff's Variety?
Yeah. It's an amazing store. Yeah. It has like all these fabrics and costumes and whatever. And I want to do something fab. What are you going to do?
Oh, I don't even know yet.
Are you going to get dressed up?
Probably. There's this concert that my work is throwing at the Oracle Arena in Oakland, California. 18,000 people. So they're all going to be dressed up. So I should
You have to
be
go on
up.
That night of Halloween?
No, on the 26th.
Oh, okay.
So everyone's going to be dressed up, so I'm sure I'm going to have to.
And you can't wear your Teletubby thing?
I wish.
Why? You retired it?
I mean, it's like...
You've been there, done that. You
were
Teletubby.
There. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, not like I don't have it still.
We played an old show because sometimes we've got 700 shows. And we play a Throwback Thursday Best Of episode. And we played yesterday, I think, was the Hamburglar episode.
Yes.
When Menace...
I
dares
asked,
me.
Okay, so this is just a recap real quick. So I go, because Emily was talking about fetishes, and she's like, I'm cool with fetishes. Whatever you're into, that's cool. And I go, okay, if that's really cool,
whatever the people are into. I said, what about if you met the love of your life? For some reason, you're head over heels over somebody. This has never happened to you before, that you are just totally in love, totally down with this person. But this person asks you, when we have sex, this once in a while, can you dress up as the Hamburglar from McDonald's? And you said no, that you wouldn't dress up as the Hamburglar of McDonald's.
Because I wouldn't feel sexy. Hamburglar. I don't think I would feel sexy.
He looks
sexy.
Like a little robber. And, but the thing is, see,
could I make
see
it
this
sexy?
Is why you make it about you. It's not about you. It's about what the person wants.
I know,
and
you're but I'm...
You're trying to please your partner who somehow became the love of your life, the man of your dreams. He wants you to dress up as the Hamburglar. You're trying to flip it to be about you. It's not about you.
But if I'm all bogged down in a big furry jail costume that looking like
a
Hamburglar.
It's not a furry jail costume.
Well, can I wear? Can I make it sexy?
Yeah.
Like, you know what? I am going to be the Hamburglar this year, but I'm going to be a sexy Hamburglar. I'm going to wear like a mask. I'm going to wear like a tight black and white suit. I'll wear like black tights and high boots. I've got these black high boots with tie. Done. I'm going to be the Hamburglar just for fun, and I'm going to wear it to your birthday party.
Go for it.
What are you? Because, you know, you got to have a birthday party local, stateside, cityside. No?
My birthday's on a Sunday, and
that's
I got to work the next day. Yeah. Not good.
I hate when that happens. Okay. Well, anyway,
we'll
figure
out something.
It makes me laugh. People
you can take
love
me flour and water
story.
Before you leave.
Oh, dude, done.
When we leave here,
we are going to flower. We are going to set a date for next week.
Next week?
Before I leave. Yep. I'm going to take you for your birthday. I love that idea. That's the best idea I've ever heard. Which
the 27th.
Let's do it after the show. We don't have to compare our calendars now. I'm pretty 24th. Flex, I think.
Think. Sort of. You always say that.
We could go Monday. I have a friend in town from New York, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We'll talk about that in a minute. Okay.
Right.
Also, we've got this sex experiment going on. FloridaOnline.com. Check them out. I'm giving weekly tips and tricks every Monday to start off their week. We get so many. Okay. So there has been a trend. We get a million emails to feedback@sexwithemily.com. But for some reason, the last month, every single guy is emailing saying, my husband or wife won't have sex with me. So we're just giving them some tips. People are taking their 100% natural enhancing libido supplements for men and women. There's plenty on the market now, but this is the number one seller in Canada. And you're finally going to be able to get it in the States. And it's called our sex experiment. So just pay attention to that because it's awesome. Okay, we'll move into our topic. What were you laughing about?
I was laughing that I get to see you in the Hamburglar outfit.
I'm going to wear it when we go to Flower and Water.
I love it.
I'm going to combine it all because you might not see. No, I'm leaving on the first. So
yeah, we got to do it before then.
Okay, so it's the first base. That's what we're talking about, kissing. Be a better kisser. So a study. So what do you think? Okay, we've talked about this before. Kissing. I do not think if you kiss someone the first time and it's not good, you should not write this person off because kissing can improve.
How do you practice kissing if you don't have a partner to kiss?
Oh.
What about that?
Kiss your pillow.
Really?
You don't have a partner to kiss.
No, but let's say, you know, kissing is very important and then you are courting somebody. You haven't kissed them yet. How do you practice beforehand to make sure?
You can't practice beforehand. It's like a dance.
Do you like kiss your...
No.
Kiss your palm of your hand.
You could probably. I bet Sinclair Institute has a video on kissing. But I think that you can't really practice beforehand. But
you
I think
kiss
kissing
mom,
is like a dance.
Tongue?
No, don't do that.
All tongue?
Don't.
Just go in.
No, is that what you're going to do?
No.
So
your
you
mom,
guys,
maybe. Not mine.
My mom's cute. So, okay. Be a better kisser. A study at Rutgers University showed that when kissing, men are actually trying to detect estrogen to judge a woman's fertility and to give her a sample of his testosterone in an attempt to stimulate her sexuality. In an attempt to stimulate her sexually. This is just some background on kissing, which is so true because in sex school, as I'm getting my doctorate right now, we talk so much about, you know, so much of what we do sexually has to do with procreation, finding a mate, all that stuff. So that would make sense that you're swapping fluids. Mm-hmm. Your bodies are looking for chemicals that are just the right combination of each other. That's why the first kiss is important. And it's one of the first activities in a relationship. But in reality, it's one of the components that can actively enhance your sex life. Because women, we need kissing to warm up before sex or to wind down after. And I'm telling you, kissing is also like the first thing that goes in relationships. Like after you're with someone for like 6 months to a year, you just start having sex and you don't kiss anymore. And that pisses me off. And I think if I'm in a long-term relationship, which I have been in before for me long-term, I'm like, let's kiss every night before you go to bed. Like, I think you need to kiss before you go to bed every night. What do you think about that?
I think that's important, yes.
Do you do that?
Yeah. And do you know what? Our buddy that we talk to all the time from T Radio V,
right,
who's been married forever, he always says that you can't go to sleep mad.
You cannot. You cannot go to sleep mad.
You just got to work it out. And he goes, you know, you kind of fight it out and say, okay, who's just going to just bow down and suck it up and just work it out?
Because you don't – exactly. Because you don't want to go to bed angry. You want to go to bed with a kiss. And I'm going to talk, though, about how kissing can improve, though, in a minute. But these are just some basic facts. So when you kiss your partner, especially if it's a full body contact kiss, your body's released hormones that make you feel happy and connected. So settle down on the couch with some low lighting and music and get to making out. So first, okay, let's talk about getting warmed up. You start with the lips slightly parted and kiss her lower lip with your upper lip. Spend some time kissing without using your tongue. This is important. The first kiss, you don't want to just go and shove your tongue right in.
Mm-hmm.
You got to work off to the tongue. You have to let yourself get warmed up. If the moment allows, feel free to let out a light moan while you're kissing her. Or you can stop kissing her and look at her before you continue again. Mix up your kisses. You want light kisses with longer, more passionate ones. And remember, this is important. You are not restricted to only kissing her mouth. Feel free to kiss other parts of her face, like her earlobes, her cheeks, her eyebrows, or even one lip at a time. I love when a guy kisses my cheeks and my neck and my forehead and my nose. It's so cute. Why is he kissing just about the lips? Kiss everywhere, right?
Your feet, the bottom of your feet?
Yes. The feet feels good. Feet feels good. So here's a warning.
The ass. Little kiss ass.
Yes, kiss my ass. Kiss my ass, baby. Here's a warning, though. Men forget how much bigger their mouths are than women. So be sure not to engulf her whole mouth with yours. I'm telling you, I had a friend recently who went on a date with a guy, and she was like, oh, my God, he tried to swallow me with his mouth, and I couldn't go on anymore.
Oh.
But I'm going to tell you how you can improve kissing in a second, but you shouldn't write someone off the first time they're bad, but there are those guys who are just like sloppy and they want to like inhale you. Like you feel like you're gonna fucking be vacuumed up.
I had girls that like bite my bottom lip. I don't like that. Push them off me.
Really?
Or like they like kiss too high and then they're only like kissing the upper lip. Like,
well, just for I've a second, though, right?
No, like that's how they try to kiss. Like I've kissed some bad kissers out there.
Really?
I've kissed some wonderful kissers out there.
Well, what
should call them to thank them?
You should. What were the wonderful kissers? What did they do that was so wonderful?
It was just like a perfect.
It's like a dance.
Yeah, it's just like a perfect match.
Right.
You know,
it's true. It's a dance. So I'll just get to this now. But the one thing is, because I keep talking about how you can improve your kissing is. If you're with a partner and everything's great and you love everything about them, but the kissing is not up to par, this is what you do. First, tell your partner to kiss you the way that they'd like to be kissed. And then you switch. And then they kiss you the way they like to be kissed. And then you know what they want. So you know, if I showed you Menace, if we kissed like we kissed before on national television –
yeah.
And
you're a terrible kisser, but that's fine.
That's so mean. I'm so
not
mean.
It's not
mean.
It's just the truth.
Menace, that's dumb. I'm a good kisser. So do you get it, though? Like, because then you can show your partner, this is what I want. This is what you want. And let's create, like, an amalgamation of kissing together. Let's create our own kissing dance. So that's what you do. So roam her body. So you can make your way down her neck and collarbone and shoulders. Start on her fingers and kiss your way back to her mouth. Make sure to spend some time on just a few key sensitive parts. Don't forget about the wrists, the inside of the elbow, and on her neck just below the jawline. A great tip is to use your tongue as you travel across her body, then blow air on the wet spots you created. That's hot. That feels so good when a guy does that. Licks you and then blows. Do you ever do that? No.
No.
Oh, man. Okay, you don't have to kiss every square inch of her. You can create a chill-inducing sensation by lightly dragging your teeth or brushing your lips over her skin as well. What?
Would you be into
I love that.
Would you be into
I'm
this?
Laughing and you're
what
not
about,
even
you
said
know, going
yet.
Back to saying say this is how I like to be kissed. And some from the side a delicious taco from Taco Bell just comes in the side in between your lips as you're kissing. Just like and then you both enjoy the taco at the same time.
That would be – you would have an orgasm on the spot.
Yeah. That
Men
would be
just obsessed
delicious.
With Taco Bell.
like a delicious –
Wait, are we each eating each end of the Taco Bell and we meet?
No,
the...
no, no. Not like Lady and the Tramp.
No, we're making out with a Taco
we're
Bell.
Like make...
Taco?
So we're like making out, but I raise like my right hand. And in my right hand is a delicious, you know, just a standard Taco Bell taco. And it slowly enters into the into the side of your mouth, both of your mouths at the same time. And then – You're both chewing it on it and eating it as you're making it.
Yeah.
Out. Would you be something? Would you be into something
no,
like that if
no,
someone brought
I
that
definitely,
in, brought that to the table?
No,
but you're enjoying a meal at the same time and
you're eating you're and kissing,
out.
Killing yeah. two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
No.
And then it kills. Yeah, it kills.
You're eating. You're satiated.
Yeah.
And then you're also kissing.
It's a time saver.
Nope. Not hot. Especially tacos. Mexican food always makes me sick. Every time I eat it, I'm
oh my
sick.
God. Mexican food is the best food made on the freaking planet.
I mean,
you're
I eat
so
it a lot.
High right now.
No, I wish. But every time I eat it, it makes me sick. I eat too much. Like, I eat too fat. I don't know what it, I hate the beans.
Oh, so good. Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
Some enchiladas. I would put my penis into some delicious enchiladas.
If you haven't already.
Yeah, chicken enchilada.
I'm sure you already have.
Some red sauce with some extra cheese on it. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Crazy. You're
See,
crazy.
I can talk very sexual when it comes to food.
That was actually the hottest thing you've ever said.
Oh, my God.
But, okay, so we – I've got to go in a second, but I want to say that you need to spend some time teasing. Kissing is a perfect teasing mechanism. Don't laugh. Menace doesn't understand teasing, but women want to be teased. So go in for the kiss, and right before your lips touch, pull back. So you go in and you pull back. That's a very hot move. Sends an anticipatory wave of excitement through the body. And then you go in for the kiss again. And this time just barely brush her lips, but don't make full contact. You can spend some time brushing lips, gently touching your tongues together. And when neither of you can stand it anymore, you go for the full kiss and shove a taco down her throat.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
you
about.
Go for the full kiss and gently sweep your tongue in her mouth. Warning, do not shove your tongue down her throat. That's the fastest way to ruin the moment. Keep all tongue movements soft and light. So that's what I got to say about kissing. I want to thank everyone for listening to Sex with Emily. I want you to download my new iPhone app called Emily's Sex Drive. It will totally improve your sex life. I promise you. I've got another app, Kegel Camp, that also will improve your sex life. Check out my book. Check out my podcast. Go to sexemily.com. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Sex toys aren't just for women. Go to sexwithemily.com/fleshlight to discover the best sex toys for men. The Fleshlight. A lot of guys say it feels even better than sex, and it helps build stamina, meaning you'll last longer in bed. Go to sexwithemily.com/fleshlight to see my Fleshlight recommendations and get one tonight.